So can you tell me your name and institution?
I'm Stéphane Bellon. I work at INRA. I'm based in Avignon in southeast of France.
Okay, so Stéphane, can you tell me what do you think is missing from or overemphasized in the current discourse about agroecology?
Possibly what is overemphasized and sometimes misunderstood is this kind of triangle about connecting sciences, practices and movements. And I think we really have to foster the interactions between the three polarities. And maybe there are two missing guests. One is politics in that, because social movements and politics are two different things. And in this triangle or, you know, between those three poles, we sometimes overlook the role of political or public policies to support these interactions among sciences, practices and movements, and they can serve as a guiding force to better connect them. And the other missing guest, I would say, is civil society. Much has been said about those farmers and their role, their initiatives, and the importance of getting a new generation of agroecologists being trained, which is partly the responsibility of scientists, all of them, I would say, scientists, universities, and teachers, and even think about the ways how to learn agroecology. But civil society at this point in time is not that much concerned, and there are many options for that. One is both awareness and getting part of agroecology as a program, I would say, which involves not only those three polarities I mentioned, but also think about how to engage civil society. One way to do it is to, I would say, cultivate our own garden and think about our responsibility towards the environment, the protection of the environment, and considering the kind of gift we have and the challenges we have to face as well, regarding the way we eat, the way we travel, the way we behave generally, and getting maybe a deeper sense of values. And to me, another way to put the three polarities is to think about our practices and ontologies, I would say, how we relate with action, but also think about axiology, what the values which are guiding us are, and including within these interactions among the three words, I would say, sciences and practices, and even how we relate with politicians and social movements, and getting this sense of values and the essence, I would say, of what our reason to be there is, whether in congresses or in our work, in our daily life, is somehow very important as a guiding principle, because you know what the role of principles are in agroecology are, because they can guide our actions and they serve as orienters, I would say, towards a program likely to transform not only our own life, but more globally, the way we act in the world.